Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a provider, if you need to send application information to us, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Good morning, and thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker line. My name is Gretchen. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, this is Abigail calling. And I'm
Abigail
calling from Family First Care with the patient.
I'm sorry, Abigail.
And Abigail, what is your last name?
The first initial is N, as in Nancy.
What is Family First Care?
With the home care agency.
Okay, Abigail, you would. Okay. What is the name of the applicant for whom you're calling in regards to?
Willie Lewis. He's on the line.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Lewis. My name is Gretchen. I work for the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line. I'll be assisting with your call today. Before we continue, I must obtain some pieces of personal information, and please note that we will not speak with anyone about the application without your verbal or written consent. Can you please give me authorization to discuss your personal information with you while Abigail is on the line with us today?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We can. Today.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And can you please provide me with your full name and your date of birth, sir?
Willie P. Lewis, 9/10/1955.
Sorry. Is it September 19, 1955?
September 10, 1955. September 10, 1955. 9/10/1955. Right, 9/10, yes.
Thank you. And can you please verify what is the address that we have for you on record?
6130 Catherine Street, 19143.
What's the city?
Philadelphia.
Thank you. And I have your telephone number listed as 267-230-9877.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. It looks, Willie, like you have been clinically approved for the services since January the 22nd, and the county assistance office is just waiting to complete your financial determination. Have you submitted the documentation needed to the county assistance office?
Yes, I submitted the paperwork. I submitted the last pay stubs. Bank statements. I did all that.
We're calling just to see what the holdup is. We're waiting for the waiver so that we can get started with the services.
Well, he needs to complete the financial determination with the county assistance office.
So we send that all over.
Have you contacted the county assistance office, Mr. Lewis, to find out what the status of your application is with them?
I called them last Friday. They said that the letter is out. They sent the letter out. The letter should be to me any day now. It was last Friday. The letter should be to me any day now. And they should give me a list of how many hours I get and when they're going to pay. And I have to have one home visit.
Yeah, that visit will not get completed until your determination gets finished with the county assistance office. And I don't see any financial documentation in here. I know you said that you submitted the last thing. Okay. Well, they still haven't processed them into your record.
Right. I said it last week. It was for January and Well, February is still here. For January and December. I went back as far as November.
But you understand that it's a 5-year verification, right?
I sent that in a long time ago. I sent the 5-year in a long time ago. This is I sent the current stuff. I sent the last 3 months. That's for the last 3 months. That's what I sent them. That's for the last 2 months, actually. That's for January and December. I sent them in November.
So, Willie, I don't see the 5-year documentation that you said that you submitted to the county. So that's, you know,
it's
I want it. You to
it's
understand.
We actually called in, I see, on January 13th to Maximus, and they told us we need to wait 24 hours to see if all the documentation was received. It's been over a month. And the patient really sent them all in. So
we don't complete the financial determination, right? So we couldn't really tell you whether all the documents are in or not. You know, the only ones that can really say that it's the county assistance office. I'm just telling you what I see. I see that he sent, you know, like 11 statements on one day and 11 statements on another day. And, you know, they haven't been like all in one lump sum. So I can't tell you whether they have everything that they need. That's why I'm advising you that you should contact the county assistance office so you can verify with them. That way you're not wasting, you know, precious time. And then, because they'll make a determination eventually. Your own day, what is the... Sorry, I saw the date. I didn't really make a mental note of it. Date. You're on day 36 out of 45. So if by the 45 days, if they don't have everything they need, they'll just close out the case again and say, well, we're still waiting for whatever document. If they can make a determination, then they'll make a determination by day 45.
All right, so I should call them?
That would be my advice, because you want to make sure that they have everything they need by the 45th day. I mean, I understand that you said that you sent something in the mail, but on the mail, it can take anywhere from 10 to 14.
I emailed it. No, I didn't send it in the mail. I emailed it.
Okay. So I don't see anything recent that they have uploaded into your record. The most recent document, I'm going to tell you because I'm not on that page now. The most recent bank statement, it's from December. That was submitted in December.
Okay, so we'll start calling the county, I guess, but the county is very hard to get through to. They usually don't
get
the phone.
But on the third, they're open up until 11 o'clock on Thursday. It is open. It is open. See, it's open late today.
Okay. Wait, do you have a way of going to the county office?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have a way of going to the county office?
I can go to their office, but nothing gets done in their office. I do go to, oh, here's something for the paperwork. Where's the office located? On Parkside Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can go to Parkside Avenue.
Okay. Any other questions or concerns for me then?
No, thank you.
Okay, if you don't have any other questions, would you like to participate on our survey at the end of the call?
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brookline, and you have a good rest of your day.